Today's daf is Erev and Daf Ayin, and we are at the Mishnah, the first wide line of Daf Samech Tes Amid Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a Zchus Refuah Shleima for Shlomo ben Sara Aliza, Avadya ben Miriam Leah, Shragi Yehuda ben Sara, Chaim Naftali Menachem ben Yendela, and Shena Malka bas Masha. Today's daf is also being learned Le'ilui Nishmas, Shoshana Tova bas Alchanan, and Avram ben Yibadol L'Chaim Toivim, Reb Moshe Chaim. So the Mishnah is going to go into the halachos, a kitzer shulchan aruch, so to speak, of the laws of bittul. So we're loosely familiar with the concept of bittul as it relates to eruvei chatzeres. In order for eruvei chatzeres to work, it is necessary that every member of the chatzer participate in the Erev. If one person doesn't participate in the Erev, so it knocks out the entire Erev. And the svara is very intuitive. The whole premise of Eruvei Chatzeres is an Issur d'Rabbanan that you're not allowed to carry from one Rishus HaYachid to another Rishus HaYachid. If you have two Rishuyos HaYachid that are owned by different people, even though Midairaisa, there's no Issur to carry from one to the other. Midairaisa, it's also to carry from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid, Dalet Amos in a Rishus HaRabim. Over here, both Rishuyos are a Rishus HaYachid. However, the Chachamim said that if one Rishus HaYachid belongs to Ruvein and the other Rishus HaYachid belongs to Shimon, it's also to carry from one to the other. It's for that reason, if many people own houses that open up into a common chatzar, it's also to carry from the respective houses into the chatzar. The reason is because the houses are owned individually by the people that live there, whereas the chatzar is owned jointly by all the people that have a percentage of ownership inside the chatzar. So there isn't common ownership. As a result, it's like Ruven's Rishus HaYachid to Shimon's Rishus HaYachid. There's an Issur d'Rabbanan. What's the Eitzah? Shloiman Melech's Takana. You make a Ruvei Chatzeres. When you make a Ruvei Chatzeres, whatever the lumdus is, at the end of the day, we see it as if everybody owns the houses and the chatzeres jointly. And if that's the case, it's one Rishus, and it's not going to be a problem. If one person doesn't contribute to the Eruvei Chatzeres, so even if most of them did, but at the end of the day, that one person that didn't contribute, his house, his chelek in the chatzer, it has to be viewed independently. It's not one rishos, it's two rishuyos. It's everybody plus this one person that didn't contribute. At the end of the day, if that's the case, it's going to be a problem. And if it's going to be a problem, you won't be able to carry. So in order for Eruvei Chatzeres to work, you would need that every single member of the chatzer is going to partake in the Eruvei Chatzeres. What happens if one person didn't partake? So we saw there's a plan B, and that is Bittul Rishus. Our Mishnah is going to get into the halachas of Bittul. The Gemara is going to analyze the Mishnah in a very technical way. And then the Gemara is going to bring a Braisa, which is going to be Marchiv on the Mishnah, as it often does. And then the Gemara is going to analyze the Braisa in a very technical way. Regardless, Akta Heilige Mishnah, Anshei Chatzer, if you had people that lived in a Chatzer, Sheshachach Echa Mehamele Yiriv, and one person forgot, he didn't contribute to the Eiriv, the halach is Beisai, his house, Aser, Milahachnas or Milahitzi, Loy Vilahem. He is not allowed to carry in and out of his house, nor are the other members of the Chatzar allowed to carry in and out of his house. Vishalahem, as it relates to the houses of everybody else in the Chatzar, the people that did contribute to the Erev, Mutarin, Loy Vilahem. He, the person that forgot, is allowed to carry in and out of their houses, and they too are allowed to carry in and out of their houses. Obviously, a lot of beer is missing from this Mishnah. The Gemara is going to make an Akimta that we're talking about, where this person that forgot to make an Erev was Mevatel, his Rishus in the Chatzar. The Gemara is going to explain it, so we'll see what this all means. Nasnu loy Rishusan. What would be if this person that forgot to make the Erev wasn't the one that was Mevatel, his Rishus to everybody else, but rather they were Mevatel, their Rishus to him? So then the halach is a little bit different. Who mutter? He's allowed to carry in and out of his house. The Heinasurim, they are not allowed to carry out of their house. They're also not allowed to carry out of his house. Again, the Gemara is going to explain this. Hayushnayim, what would be if there were two people that live in a chatzer that forgot to contribute to the Eruvei Chatzeres? So the halacha is Oisrin Zeh El Zeh. There, they are going to mess each other up, meaning the halacha is that it's going to be a problem, meaning you're going to need bittul. Not only are you going to need bittul, but over here, it's the bittul will only work one way. Meaning, if they are mevatel their rishus to the members of the chatzer that did make the Erev, it's going to work. But if the people that made the Erev are mevatel verishos to the two people that didn't make the Erev, it's not going to work. Again, everything will be explained in the Gemara. And the reason is, she'echad noisin rishos v'noitel rishos. One person that forgets to make an Erev can either be mevatel his rishos, or everyone else could be mevatel their rishos to him. Meaning the echad that forgets could be a noisin rishos. He could be the recipient of their rishos. Shnayim, two people, noisin rishos. They could be mevatel rishos, vein noisin rishos, however they can receive. Emesai noisin rishos. At what point are you allowed to do bittel? The Shami says bittel, just like Erev has to happen, it has to happen before Shabbos. Bittel also has to happen only before Shabbos. Ben Sulu says, no. Whereas Erev, you can only do on Erev Shabbos. Bittel is something that you're allowed to do even on Shabbos. What about schirus? As relates to Adar im Ha'akum. So that was a sugya earlier in the barrack where the Gemara had a shayla. Is soicher kim ma'ariv dami or is soicher kim mevatel dami? One final halacha, something that we've seen already many times. Mishan asa rishusai. If somebody was mevatel his rishus, and then he carried. So Ruvain was mevatel his rishus. He forgot to contribute to the Eruvi Chatzeres. As a result, he did what Chazal told him to do. He was mevatel his rishus. And then afterwards, he carried. He was minding his own business. He took something from his house and he brought it into his chasa. He just messed up everything. Bein b'shoigig, bein b'meizah, whether he carried b'shoigig or b'meizah, reizah, ois, nevi, rameh. Rameh says it's a problem. Rabbi Yehuda says b'meizah, ois, b'shoigig, any ois. If he did it b'meizah, it's a problem. If he did it b'shoigig, it's not going to be a problem. The Gemara already discussed this on Samach Tes Amar Aleph earlier in the parak. That's not going to be the topic of today's daf. Zok to Gemara. Going back to the first halach of the Mishnah. Anshei chatzer, sheshachach echad mihem v'loy irev. There was a chatzer, a bunch of people lived in the chatzer. One person forgot to contribute to the Eruvi chatzeres. Everybody did, with the exception of one person. So the halach is based on his house, said the Mishnah. Asim alahachnas tum alahitzi levilam. Nobody, not the person that lives in this house, nor all the other people of the chatzer, are allowed to carry anything from that person's house, whether in or out. As it relates to everybody else's house, everybody's allowed to carry in and out of their houses. Say the person that didn't contribute to the Erev, and say everybody else that did contribute to the Erev. So the Gemara says, what's Pashup Shad in this Mishnah? It sounds like his house is the issue. But as it relates to the Chatzah is going to be okay. Why is the Chatzah okay? The Mishnah seems like we're talking about a Chatzah where one person forgot to be Mishtatav to the Erev. If one person didn't contribute to the Erev, there's no Erev. And if that's the case, everything is a problem. No one's allowed to carry into the Chatzar. If it's talking about where the person made a bittel, that's why you're allowed to carry in and out of the Chatzar. Then why can you not carry in and out of his house? And if it's talking about where you didn't make bittel Chatzar, then why is it mutter to carry in and out of the Chatzar? So the Gemara says, you have to make an akimta. It's talking about where he was mevatel his percentage of ownership in the Chatzar. However, he was not mevatel his house. You have to make one hanocha, an oikimta, and an hanocha. A question and a comment, right? An oikimta is one thing, and a hanocha is another thing. You have to say that the Tana of the Mishnah holds, like the Rabbanon, who hold a mevatel rishus chatzeroi, rishus beisai loipito. We saw it's a machlekes Rebbe Eliezer in the Chachamim. If someone is mevatel his chelik in the chatzor, does that mean that automatically the bittel goes into effect on his house as well? Or maybe not. Rebbe Eliezer said, yeah. The Chachamim said, no. So if we're making an oikimta where there was bittel on the chatzor, but there was no bittel on the house, obviously it presupposes that there's such a concept, there's such a musak. The teretz is because the Tana, the Mishnah holds like the Rabbanon, that if someone's mevatel the rishus in his chatzer, it doesn't impact his bias. And the reason is, the Gemara discussed this earlier in the Masechta, the dire inish bebayis b'lei chatzer, because sometimes a person can live in a house without a chatzer. Rabbi Eliezer shita that if someone's mevatel his rishus chatzeri, automatically the rishus of his bias is bottles off. Because no such thing as having a house without a chatzer. You have a house, you have a backyard. It doesn't go one without the other. The Chachamim disagree. Chachamim say there is such a concept. But regardless, so what's the point? The point is that he was mevatel his ownership in the chatzer. He was not mevatel his ownership in his house. The halacha, therefore, is going to be that the chatzer itself is going to be mutter to carry in because every single member of this chatzer contributed on some level to the Erev. Almost everybody were mishtatif in the physical Erev, and the one person that wasn't was mevatel's rishos. So being that he was mevatel's rishos, so like this, there isn't going to be an issue. As it relates to carrying from all the houses into the chatzar, and from the chatzar into all the houses, there's no reason that should be an issue. The only problem is this person's own house.
he was never mevatel his house, and because he was never mevatel his house, so his house is not owned by the union. It's not owned by the co-op. It's not owned by the anchei hachatzer. It's owned by him individually. It's owned by him individually. So you can't carry from his house into the chatzer. The chatzer itself is owned equally by everybody, as are all the other houses in the chatzer. It's just his own house that's on an island unto itself. So it's for that reason you're not allowed to carry in and out of his house. He can't carry in and out of his house. Nobody else is allowed to carry in and out of his house. As relates to everybody else's house, that is going to be an issue. But the Gemara, the way Rashi explains the Gemara, just addresses one other wrinkle. And that is, we understand why everybody else is allowed to carry in and out of the other houses. Why is it okay for the Mevatel to carry in and out of their houses? You'll say, why not? Their houses are part of the Erev. But we learned the halacha, we just saw it in the Mishnah, that once somebody is mevatel, misha nasan reshusay v'hoitzi, he messes up the whole bittel. So why don't we say that being that this person was mevatel, so maybe he should not be able to carry in and out of the houses. Isn't there an idea that if I'm mevatel my reshus, I'm not allowed to carry in and out of my house? So the Gemara says, v'shalahem mutav loy v'lohen, my taimim, what's the kasha my taimim? Why is it mutav for he himself, the mevatel, to carry in and out of their houses? Isn't there a halacha that a mevatel is not allowed to carry in and out of the house? The Teretz is the Havio Reach the Gabaya, because we look at him as if he's a guest in their houses. Meaning, why is it that if someone's mevatel his rishos, he's not allowed to carry in and out of his house? Because it looks like he's undoing his bittel. You're turning the chuk of the tlula over here. Here you went ahead, you were mevatel the rishos in your house, and now the next thing you know, you're carrying from your house into your chatzar. That's only true if I'm carrying from my house into the chatzar. But if I want to go into your house and carry from your house into the chatzar, you don't have that svara. You can view me as a guest in your house. That's going to be okay. The bottom line is, the question was, the Mishnah is talking about an anchei chatzar, sheshochach echad mehem v'lo irev, and somehow we're making a distinction between his house, everybody else's house. Everybody house the chatzar, that's amazing. His house, that's a problem. If there was bittel, then everything should be good. And if there was no bittel, then nothing should be good. The Teretz says there was bittel, but there was no bittel. There was bittel on the chatzar, there was no bittel on the house. We're going according to Rabbanan that hold that there's such a concept. Being that there was bittel on the chatzar and there was bittel on all the other houses, you can carry in and out of those houses. Being that there was no bittel in his house, you can't carry from his house into the chatzar. The one wrinkle that the Gemara likes to, and it's important also for the next Gemara, is that it's okay for the mevatel to carry in and out of their houses. And even though in the world of bittel we know there is such a concept that if I'm a mevatel, I can't carry from the house outside, that's the halacha. Yeah, that's true if it's my house. But if it's your house, it's a svara, then I could view me as a guest in your house, and that in and of itself is not going to be an issue. The next line of the Mishnah was, going back to the Mishnah, Nasnu loy rishusan. In the event that one person, again, forgot to be mishtatav in the Ruvi Chatzeres, but instead of the one person doing the bittel, everybody else was mevatel their chelik to him. So there the Mishnah said, Hu mutter, he's going to be allowed to carry in and out of his house, the heinasurin, but they are not going to be able to carry. So let's just be clear. Over here, they were mevatel, the rabbi, let's say the 10 people living in the chatzar, one person forgot. So instead of the one person being mevatel to the nine people were mevatel to the one. That's okay. That's something you could do. At the end of the day, you have one person now, he's the one bala boss, and the halacha is that he's allowed to carry, he can be nichnas v'yoytze, they cannot. So the Gemara has one kasha. The kasha is, why shouldn't they, at the very least, be able to carry in and out of his house? I understand they can't carry in and out of their house, because that's the halacha. When you do bittel, you can't carry from your house into the chatzar. But why don't we say that they can carry out of his house? Just like when he was mevatel to them, even though he couldn't carry from his house into the chatzar, however, he was allowed to carry from their house into the chatzar. So why don't we say when they're mevatel to him, even though they can't carry from their house into the chatzar, but they should be able to carry from his house into the chatzar? Why don't we look at them towards him as guests? The Gemara says, that's not the way it is. One person you can view as being a guest by five, but you can't view five as being a guest by one. Should we prove from here that if I'm mevatel to you, you could be mevatel to me? It's a major sugya earlier in the parak. What where do you see from here, mevatel, v'chayzer, mevatel? Because the Gemara is understanding the Mishnah, not the way we explained it. We explained it based on the maskana of the Gemara. But the Gemara sounds like, he was mevatel to them. Next line of the Mishnah, what if after he was mevatel to them, they were mevatel to him? What do you mean? That's a major shaila. Where the mevatel, mechayz, mevatel. So the Gemara says, is that the way you're supposed to read? The Mishnah Gemara says, no. Hachi kama, the way we explained it. The Mishnah is saying two separate cases. So how did you address it? There's two ways you can address it. Either he's ma'arav his chelik, or then ma'arav his chelik, did Allah is mutter. The Mishnah then said, what would be if there were not one person that forgot to contribute to the Erev, but there were two people that forgot to contribute to the Erev? So then the Mishnah says, the Loch is as follows. If they themselves want, they could be mevatel their Rishos. Two people could be mevatel their Rishos. Just like one person that forgets can be mevatel their Rishos, two people that forget can also be mevatel their Rishos. However, whereas when one person forgets, there's two ways you could do it. It's a two-way road. Either the one that forgot, the Shachach, could be the mevatel, or the ones that were ma'ariv could be the mevatel. As it relates to two people, they could be mevatel. However, the ma'arvim can't be mevatel to them. Why not? So if you think about it for a second, it's very logical. It's because what happens if they're ma'ariv to the two people? So two people, or mevatel to the two people. So it's going to come out that there's two owners now. Two owners is a problem. The whole idea of Eruv Chatzeres and of Bito and Schiris, it's all to get to a point where there's one owner. However this works, it's very complicated. It's Mesach Tzeref. But it's not easy. But the point is, at the end of the day, one person owns it. That's the punchline. That's the end game. That's what you're trying to accomplish. Over here, if the co-op was mevatel to two people, independently, so two people own it. So if two people own it, it's going to be a problem. So the Mishnah said a halacha that we haven't seen yet. If you want to be mevatel to two people, it's going to be an issue. The two people themselves are going to answer each other. They themselves are going to create the issue. Says the Gemara, even though we haven't seen it, and it's a geshmaka halacha, if you think about it, it's so obvious. So the Gemara says, you're right. The chiddush of the Mishnah is, we're after the co-op, were mevatel their rishus to one person, that one person was mevatel his rishus to the other person. So now at the end of the day, it's owned by one person. Now, we took the long scenic route. We were mevatel to one, and then he was mevatel to the other. But at the end of the day, one person owns. I would have thought, lishtiri, it should be okay. Being that at the time that you did the bittel, two people owned it, and at that initial point, it wasn't mutter, because there were two people, and they were Eisrin Zalzeh. So it's for that reason, it's not going to work. You have to know what the Kamash Malon is. What's that Shakla Vitaria? But either way, that's the Chiddush. The Chiddush is not when, at the end of the day, two people own it. That's obvious. The Chiddush is where, at the end of the day, one person owns it. You were mevatel to one, and then that one person was mevatel to the other. Even over there, it's not going to be okay. So again, the Mishnah discussed, Anshei Chatzir Sheshachach, where one person forgot, and then where two people forgot. Where one person forgot, what's the halacha? Either he could be mevatel to everyone else that was ma'ariv, or everyone that was ma'ariv could be mevatel to this one person that forgot. What if it was two people? Oh, two people already, it's different. Two people, the ones themselves that forgot, they can each be mevatel their chelik to the group. That's going to be okay. But if they, the group, are going to be mevatel their rishus to the two people, kamuvan, it's not going to work. Why? Because at the end of the day, two people are going to own it. And the chiddush is that even if afterwards is a second step, even if there's another leg to this transaction, afterwards, the two people make an erev with each other, meaning the mevatel one to the other. Even that's not going to be okay. Why? Because there's a svara, the kivan, the be'idna, the batel, lo havalei shayusa v'chatzer, that in and of itself is going to be an issue. And then the Mishnah summarized what it said. And the Mishnah said, again, reading from the Mishnah, she'echad noisein rishos v'noito rishos. One person can both be a noisein rishos and a noito rishos. Shnayim, two people, noisein rishos, they can give rishos, but they ain't noito rishos. So the Gemara says, asulam ali, this is already very wordy. That one line, I mean, it's very nice, it's a summary of the Mishnah, but the Mishnah speaks b'loshen kitzara with chsure mechseres, and think about how much information was missing in the Mishnah up until this point, based on this hot Gemara that we just learned. And mitam, oh, clear summary of the whole Mishnah. Obviously, he's coming to teach me a halacha. So if the Gemara wants to know what's the chiddush of halacha in that line, so the Gemara says, Inoisein, if it's coming to tell me that one person could be noisein rishos tanina, this Mishnah already said it. Inoitel, if you're coming to tell me that one person could be noitel rishos tanina, Mishnah said that as well. So the Gemara says, you're right, seifet strichalei. Now the chiddush is in the seifa. The Sefer said, Shnayim noisein rishos. Two people could be noisein rishos. That was the one thing that it didn't say in the Mishnah. It said that one person can be noisein rishos, That was the first halacha in the Mishnah. It said one person can be noito rishus. That was the second line of the Mishnah. Nosnu loy rishusan, right? That was the second line. It said that two people can't be noitlan rishus. Hoyu shnayim oisrim zealzeh. Where we explained that that's what it means. What it never said was that two people could be noitlan rishus. That's the one chiddush of the Mishnah. But the Gemara says anami pshita. That's obvious. True, the Mishnah never said it, but that's obvious. So the Gemara says no. Not so obvious, because Mal de Tema, I would have thought, Ligazer Dilma Asi Leftule Lahu Kamashmalan. I would have thought that maybe you should make Gzeir, being that two people can't be on the receiving end of a bittel. So maybe two people that forget shouldn't be able to be Mavatal either. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah, Kamashmalan, that's something that you're allowed to do. Ve'ein Noitlan Rishos. But then the Mishnah also said, Ve'ein Noitlan Rishos. But it says, Lamali, why the Mishnah have to chazer over that point? Meaning at the end of the day, it sounds like the whole Chiddush is this last halacha, and that is shnayim anoisim rishos. So why do Mishnah have to say again that ve'ein noitlan rishos? So the Gemara says again another chiddush, because avagafta amilei kinei amanas lahaknois. What would be if the oilam was mevatel the rishos to two people? But the way they did it was, is they were makne to one, and they told him, I'm being makne to you, al manas, that you're makne to the other person. So this is not a situation where, as we saw earlier, where they were makne to one, and then that one was makne to the other. Here, it was already embedded in the ikur bittel, where I'm being makne to you al menas. So you would have thought, maybe over there, it's going to be okay, kamash malon, that even in that case, it's not going to be okay. Exhale, just for a moment. Abaya asked Rabbi a question. What if you have five people that live in a chatzar, and one of the five people forgot to make an erev? So, we know, you can be mevatel your rishus. When this one person is mevatel his rishus, does he have to be mevatel his rishus to every person individually? Or does he not have to be mevatel his rishus to every person individually? Amale, so, Rabba told Abaya, tzorich levatel l'chol echad ve'echad. Yes, he has to be mevatel his rishus l'chol echad ve'echad. So, Abaya asked Rabbi a question. You have five people that are living in a chatzar. Four of them were mishtatev in an erev. One person wasn't mishtatev in an erev. What do you do? The Mishnah, Samach Tes on the days, erev in 101. You could be mevatel your rishos. Does he have to go over to each person? Ruvain, I'm being mevatel my rishos to you. Shimon, I'm being mevatel my rishos to you. Levi, Yehuda, does he have to do that? Or could he be mevatel his rishos to one of the people? And as long as he's mevatel to one, that in and of itself is going to be okay. Now, Tosfos speaks out that even though this is a discussion between two Amayroim, Rabbah and Abaya, the truth is it's a Mefurish HaBraisa. We've seen this already earlier in the Masechta. In fact, it was a Machloikis Tanoim, Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol, Rabbi Lezman Horkenes and the Chachovim. So Tosfos says that you have to say, Loishmielei Braisa Delil. They didn't know about this Braisa. And because they didn't know about this Braisa, that's why they were having this discussion. And it's for that reason that we have this Gemara. But had they known the Braisa, they would have known it's already a Machloikis Tanoim. We'll see. And they wouldn't have had this discussion. But regardless, this was the question that Abaya asked Rabbi. And Rabbi answered the question. What did he tell him? Tzorech levatel l'chol echad ve'echad. He has to be mevatel l'chol echad ve'echad, each person individually, which was Shitas Rabbi Eliezer, by the way, in the previous Sugyas. But regardless, that's what Rabbi Tafrek, the Gemara, is face. So Abaya asked the Kasha on Rabbi, as we're going to see, because of this question that Abaya is going to ask Rabbi, Abaya is going to be chaylik with Rabbi. And he's going to argue with him, and he's going to say that you don't have to be mevatel rishus l'chol echad ve'echad, but rather you can be mevatel to one person, and that in and of itself is going to be okay. But first, the braisa that Abaya brought as support for his shita, it's a little bit of a long-winded braisa. It's a braisa that's marchiv on the Mishnah that we learned. The Mishnah was bullet points, halachos, psukos, as it relates to dinei bittel. This braisa is like the Mishnah, but a lot more wordy. The braisa is going to mention seven cases as it relates to the laws of bittel. The first four are examples of where bittel works. The latter three are examples of where bittel doesn't work. In terms of the underlying fundamental principles of this braisa, it's very simple. It's everything that we've already seen. In terms of the application of it, the exact cases, that's a little bit tricky, so you just have to help cop. Zok de braisa. What would be if there were three people that were living together in a chatzar? Echad, shaloi irev, and one of them didn't make an erev. Meaning, two of them contributed to the Erev, and one person did not contribute to the Erev. So the halach is that one person that didn't contribute to the Erev, Noisin Rishus, or Lechat Sha'irev, he can be mevatel his rishus to one of the people that was ma'arif. This is the most straightforward of halachas, right? You have three people that live in the chatzar. Two of them contributed to the Erev. One of them did not contribute to the Erev. So that's the halacha bittel. The one that didn't contribute to the Erev, he's the one that could be mevatel his rishus. Incidentally, this first line is Abayis kasha. So we're going to go through the whole braisa, but this is the kasha right here. It's checkmate. Echad shaloi irev, noisen rishusoi le, echad sheirev. It sounds like you only have to give it to one of the two people. This is the Eisavei Abaya, but we're going to see the other six cases, and they're actually negay of the kasha. Shnayim sheirev, what would be again if you have three people that are living in a chotzer? Two of them were mishtatev in the Erev, one of them was not mishtatev in the Erev. So, the halach is, the two that were mishtatev in the Erev, nois and reshus and lachat shalai Erev, they could be the ones that could be mevatel. Meaning, either the sheicheach could be the mevatel, or the ma'arvim could be mevatel. That's the Mishnah. Right, it goes either way. Either he could or they could. There is nafkamin, as we saw in the Mishnah, lahalacha, regarding carrying from his house and their houses. But in terms of the basic concept, being able to carry in the chatzar, as it relates to bittel, either the one shecheyach could be the mevatel, or the two ma'arvim could also be the mevatel. What would be if there were four people that were living in a chatzar? Two of them contributed in the Erev, and two of them did not contribute in the Erev. Ushnayim shaloi irvu, the two people that were not ma'ariv, noisim resus on the shlaim sheirvu. If they want, they can be mevatel their rishus. Because we saw that not only can one person be mevatel as rishus, even two people can be mevatel their rishus. Now, the two ma'arivim would not be able to be mevatel their rishus to the two people that forgot. We saw that already in the Mishnah. You can't be mevatel to two people that forgot. But in terms of being mevatel to the group that was ma'ariv, that's something you can do, even if it's two people. What would be, again, if you had three people that were living in a chatzar, and none of them were mishtatif in the Erev? So the halach is, oy le'echad shalo yirev. That's the fourth case. That the two people that weren't ma'ariv could be mevatel their rishus to the one person that was a ma'ariv. Either way, so again, we have four examples of where an Eruv Chatzeris, somebody forgot to be Ma'arid. As a result, we're going to work with Plan B, which is Bittel. And the price is giving different, just very practical, everyday kind of shilas, and what the basic halacha is going to be. Four cases, three of the four cases are talking about where there were three people living in the chatzar. One of the four cases is talking about where there were four people living in a chatzar. And again, what was the halacha? Three people living in a chatzar, two people were ma'ariv, one person wasn't ma'ariv. The one person that wasn't ma'ariv wants to be mevatel to the two that were ma'ariv, givaldi. If the two people that weren't ma'ariv want to be mevatel to the one person that wasn't ma'ariv, oichit givaldik. What would be, skipping to the fourth case, where again it was three people and none of them were ma'ariv, so the two people that weren't ma'ariv could be mevatel their rishus to the one person that was a ma'ariv, right? Two sheikhim always have the ability to be mevatel to one person. It doesn't matter if that's always going to be the halach. What would be if there were four people? Two are ma'ariv and two are not ma'ariv. The shnayim shaloi irvu could be mevatel their rishus to the shnayim shirvu. So a little bit intimidating, but again, everything very straightforward, very basic, based on the first part of the daf. Bryce continues with the latter three cases. These are going to be examples of cases where it doesn't work. Avol, what would be in the case where, again, you have three people that were living in a chatzer. Two of them were ma'ariv, one person was not ma'ariv. So in the first part of the braisa, just to appreciate the hemshech of the braisa, in the first part of the braisa, there were two solutions to this situation. Either the one person that forgot should be ma'ariv to the two that were ma'ariv, which should be mevatel to the two that were ma'ariv, or the two that were ma'ariv should be mevatel to the one that forgot, says the Mishnah. But I'll tell you what doesn't work. Loi echad she'erev, noisen rishusoi le'echad shaloi erev. If one of the two people that were ma'ariv is going to be mevatel as rishus to the one person that wasn't ma'ariv, that's not going to work. Right? That's pasha. Why? Because you need everyone to be mevatel. You can't have one person be mevatel and the other person not be mevatel. Then again, you have mixed ownership and it's going to be a problem. So if the person that forgot is ma'ariv gevaldik, if the ma'arivim were mevatel, das is oichit good. But if you have one of the ma'arivim that are going to be mevatel, kamuvan, that's not going to work. The ain't shnayim she'irvu, noisim rishusim l'shnayim shaloi irvu. Referring back to the first part of the braisa, the third halacha was where there were four people, two were ma'ariv, two were not ma'ariv. What did the reisha of the braisa say? The two that were ma'ariv could be mevatel their rishus to the two that were ma'ariv, says the second part of the braisa. We know this from the Mishnah already. That the two that were ma'ariv cannot be mevatel their rishus to the two that were not ma'arif. Why? Because we know that you shnayim are noisnin rishos, but they can't be noitlin rishos. And what would be if you have four people and nobody was ma'arif? The inch shnayim shelo yirvu noisnin rishos, and shnayim shelo yirvu same halacha. Two that were ma'arif can't be mevatel the rishos. The two that were, because again, shnayim could be noisnin rishos, shnayim can't be noitlin rishos. That's the whole brisa. So basically, you have a brisa that introduces seven halachas as it relates to bittel. There's a resha to the brisa. There's a sefer to the brisa. The resha talks about where somebody forgot how you can make it work. The Sefer discusses where if somebody forgot how it doesn't work, the Reish and the Sefer are talking to each other. It's the same exact case. The Reish is just presenting it where it works. Sefer is presenting it where it doesn't work. And really, if you break it down, there were three stories, three shailas that were presented to the Rav that we were discussing. The first was where there were three people, two were ma'arif, one was not ma'arif. We had two examples in the Reish of how you could do it. We had one example in the Sefer of how you cannot do it. Then we had the case where there are four people living in the Chatzar. Two were ma'arif, two were not ma'arif. We had the one case in the Reish that works. We had the one case in the Sefer where it doesn't work, right? If the not ma'arvim are mevatel, it works. If the ma'arvim are the ones that are mevatel, it doesn't work. And then we have the case where nobody was ma'arif. In the Reisha, nobody. There were three people when nobody was ma'arif. In the Sefer, there were four people and then nobody was ma'arif. In the Reisha, it worked because two could be mevatel to one. That was the halach of the Reisha. In the Sefer, it didn't work because two would be mevatel to two. And two can never be mevatel to two. Regardless, coming full circle, Abaya asked the question to Rabbi. He said, Chamish shishurim b'chatzar achas. If you have five people that live in a chatzar, v'shoch ha'chachem v'lo yirev, and one of them forgot to make an erev, and he's going to be mevatel as rishos. Keep it simple. But does he have to be mevatel as rishos l'chol echad v'lechad or loy? So what did Rabbi tell Abaya? Tzorech levatel l'chol echad v'echad. So what's the kasha? Here we go. The kasha is from the first halacha, the most basic halacha of the brisa. Echad shlo yirev, nois rishos lo echad shlo yirev. The halacha is he could be mevatel rishos, but what did the brisa say? Be mevatel rishos to one of the people. Echidami, freit the gemara idol like achrin bade. If there isn't another person, meaning if it's just two people living in a chatzah with one person v'gad, bahadi man erev. Then the story doesn't really work out. Meaning we explained the first case in the Mishnah that's talking about with three people. But that's only because we know the end of the Gemara. But if you're learning the Gemara in real time, what did the Braisa say? Echad shelo yirev, nois and rishus, echad shelo yirev. Maybe there's only two people there. Maybe this has no shaychus to the shayla of Abaya and Rabba. Abaya and Rabba shayla is where there are many people that live in a chatzar. And I'm being mevatel because I forgot. Do I have to be mevatel to everybody? Or could I only be mevatel to one person? So we're assuming there's more than two people here. And the lashon of the Braisa is Noisein Rishus, so le'echot she'irev. It sounds like you don't have to be mevatel your Rishus to everybody. So the Gemara says, maybe it's only talking about that there's one person, but the Gemara says, it can't be. Because if that's the case, then what's the Loshin, Noisein Rishus, le'echot she'irev? Bahadiman irev. Who do you make an erev with? If there's two people and one of them didn't contribute to the erev, so this is back of the envelope arithmetic. Obviously, he couldn't have been ma'ariv with anybody. So if that's the case, then what's going on? Ela pshita zok de gemara, even though it's not mefulish. But pshita, the ikach rin about day, there must have been somebody else there. Viktani lechad she'irev. And Abaya told Rabbi, it's a mefulish of brisa. It says, all you have to do is be mevatel to one person. So the gemara says, Rabbi, to get out of this problem, said a super duper kimta in this brisa. Hacha b'maya, skinu, you know what the brisa was talking about? The hava. There was another person there. It's true. That's why he made the erev. Umis. But like that gestorben, he died on Shabbos. That's what happened. So now he's not here anymore. So being that he's not here anymore, that's why all you have to do is be mevatel to one person. But if this person was alive, meaning the kash is, we're calling him an erev. There must have been someone there. Yeah, before Shabbos, there was someone there. I mean, this is an akimta as far as akimtas go. But on Shabbos, he died. And being that he dies, not here anymore. So now it's only one person. That's why it's going to be okay. So the Gemara says, either have or miss. If this is the case, ema seifa. Let's take a look at the seifa. The seifa, okay, what we call the Reisha and the Sefer? The Reisha are the first four examples of the Braisa where the Bittel works. The Sefer are the latter three examples where it doesn't work. So this, and the Sefer was the parallel to the Reisha, right? They're talking to each other. It's the same cases. And the Reisha are examples where it does work. The Sefer are examples where it doesn't work. So what do you see in the Sefer? The first case of the Sefer, which was talking to the first two cases of the Reisha. So you know, one person forgot to make the Erev. So the Reisha gave two examples of how the Bittel works. Either the one that forgot could be Mevatel, or the one that made, or the ones that made the Erev could be Mevatel. What was the Sefer? Aval ein echad she'irev, noisin rishusay le'echad shelo irev. One of the two people that made the Erev can't be noisin rishus to the one person that didn't make the Erev. Why? What's the reason for it? Because if one of them is going to be mevatel and not the other one, so again, one of them was mevatel's rishus, but the other one wasn't. So you have two owners over here. It's going to be a problem. What's the kasha? V'dahavunis. If that guy's not alive anymore, that my lord, it's just the two of us. So what's the problem? It shouldn't be an issue. Ella must be ella pshita disa. Obviously he's alive, because if he wasn't alive, then what's the problem? It's just two people, and the one was mevatel to the other. So what was the kasha? Now again, you're asking a kasha from the seifa onto the resha. So you have to jump through one more hoop. You have to make one more. I mean, you would think intuitive hanok. But umid the sefer is reish and ami is. If this other person's alive and the sefer shouldn't be alive in the reish, it sounds like it's one case that was presented to the Rav. And I'm giving you the halachas. You open up, this is your kitzur shulchan aruch of how to go about the halachas of bittel. Right, what this reish is talking about, where the guy died, the sefer is where he didn't die. So the Gemara says, yeah, me the area, Rav is not in the spell. Haka the isa, vahaka the isa. In the reish, he's not alive anymore. That's the doglish, le'echad, she'irev. Whereas in the sefer, it's talking about where he is alive. And then Rabbi said, you're going to tell me it's a little dachuk, right? I hear. But hey, I'll prove it to you. The Ketani is safer, the Resha. But let's take a look at the safe of the Resha. It's getting really exciting. So what's the safe of the Resha? He's referring to, let's look what the Gemara says. The third case. What would be if there were four people living in the Chatzar? And two of them were Ma'ariv and two of them were not Ma'ariv. So what was the halacha? Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't work. In the Reisha, it works, where the Shnaim She'irvu are the ones that are Mevatel Lerishos. In the Seif, it doesn't work, where the Shnaim She'irvu are the ones that are Mevatel Lerishos. Because again, Shnaim Noitlin, like the Mishnah said, but Shnaim Einu Noitlin. So the Reisha is talking about where it works. And what was the Lashon of the Braisa? U'Shnaim Shaloi Irvu, again, this is the subtlety. Noitlin Rishuson, Lishnayim she'irvu. Lishnayim in le'echad loy, Rabbi said. Doesn't it sound like Lishnayim in le'echad loy? So as much as you came to me from the first of the seven cases and you think there's a raya not like me, I think the third case is a raya yeah, like me. Va'abaya. So what's Abaya going to do? Oh my, Lishnayim le'echad mishnayim. Maybe Lishnayim means le'echad mishnayim. And it doesn't have to be Lishnayim. It means le'echad mishnayim. If that's the case, then why would you say Lishnayim and let it mean le'echad mishnayim? Just right, red grud, listening le'echad she'irev, or le'echad she'lo'irev, just one of the two people. So Gemara says, I hear kasha. Bottom line is that Abaya asked Rabbi a question. He wanted to know if he had five people living in a chatzah, but the same is true. If it's three people or 100 people living in a chatzah, and one person forgot to be mishtatev and they ruv chatzeris, he's going to be mevatel's rishus. Does he have to be mevatel's rishus l'chol echad ve'echad, or does he not have to be mevatel's rishus l'chol echad ve'echad? Rabbi said, sorach levatel l'chol echad ve'echad, esedei Abaya, from a braisa that discusses seven halachas, and the question was from the first of the halachas. Echad shalei irev, noisin rishusai le'echad she'irev. Le'echad she'irev. It sounds like all you have to do is be noisin rishus le'echad she'irev. Rabbi was madchik, and in fact, Rabbi said, Abaya, this braisa that you brought to me as a kasha my shita is teda. Is the greatest raya to my shita. Because look at the third case. Ushnayim shalayirvu noisne rishusan lishnayim shayirvu. Doesn't say le'echad she'irev or le'echad shalay. It says lishnayim. We're talking to, it sounds like you have to be mevatel to both of them. So Abaya thought that the braisa was a raya to him. And Rabbi thought that the braisa was a raya to him. Either way, so we mentioned the braisa. So the Gemara is going to do what it did to the Mishnah. And that is analyze the braisa line by line. So the first halacha of the braisa was echad shalei irev, noisein reshusai le'echad she'irev. Again, what's the first case? The three people are living in the chatzah. Two of them made an erev. One of them did not make an erev. So the Mishnah said, if the one person that didn't make an erev wants to be mevatel's reshus, he can. And again, the lashon that threw us for a loop, noisein reshusai le'echad she'irev. So the Gemara says le'abaya de'isei. The way Abaya learned the Brice is talking about where everybody's alive, nobody had to die. Everybody's alive, and all you have to do is be mevatel your rishus to one of the two people. And you want to know, according to Abaya, what's the chiddush of the first line of the sefer of the Brice? Shaneimbo, there's a chiddush. V'kamash malon, they ain't tzarich levatel rishus l'chol echad ve'echad. The chiddush is that you don't have to be mevatel rishus l'chol echad ve'echad. L'rabba, according to Rabba, that it's talking about where one of them died, the havu miss. So what then is the chiddush of the braisa? I mean, according to Abaya, the way he learned the braisa, it's talking about where there's three people, one of them forgot, two of them made an erev, you're going to be mevatel just to one person. It's a chiddush. That was the shaila between Abaya and Rabba. Machlokes Rabba Lezen Chachamim earlier in the Masechta. It's a major chiddush. So we know what the chiddush of the first line of the braisa is. According to Rabba, what's the chiddush? I mean, Rabba made it work. He made an ekipta. somebody died. But at the end of the day, what's the chiddush, right? What's the chiddush? The chiddush is like Gaza Zimnin de Isay. You would have thought that in a case where there were three people, two made an error, one forgot, Enochinami, in this case, there's only one person to be mevatel to. So based on that, it should be okay to be mevatel to the one person. But you would have maybe had a havamina, ben benoy shel havamina, that being that in the beginning of Shabbos, there were two people. And ordinarily, you can't be mevatel to one of two. And now you have just this fluke, hechitimtza, where you could be mevatel to one of, because the other one's not alive. Maybe we should just say, you know what, just don't be mevatel to Rosh Chodesh Shabbos. Just don't do it, because of Xera, what would be if the person is alive? You're going to think you can always be mevatel to one of the two. That's the chiddush of the reisha. What was the second case of the brayso? Shneim she'irvu, nice reshusum echad shlo yirev. Right, the second halacha of the brayso was again three people living in a chasu, two people made an erev, one person did not make an erev. So the second halacha of the brayso was that the two that made the erev can be mevatel to the one. Frank the gemara again pshita. What's the chiddush? So the gemara says maldatema. I would have thought kimin dolay yirev liknase. You would have thought that maybe the shaycheach could be the mevatel, but maybe the one that was shecheyach can't be the noital. He can't be the recipient. Kamashmolan that he could. So what would be the svara to say that? What would be the knas to say that you have to be mevatel, but you can't be the recipient? The reason is because when you're mevatel, you lose some of the schosim in your house. You can't carry from your house into the chatzah. That's the halacha. When you're mevatel your rishos, you can't carry from your house into the chatzah. So I would have thought that, yeah, the chachamim were mesakin bittel. Bittel's near to make it work for the oilam. We don't want one person to have the power over everybody else. He forgot? Okay, there's a workaround. We're going to have a mahalacha bittel. But maybe, at the very least, you have to be the mevatel. You lose out a little bit. But for you to be the recipient, maybe you would have thought that's already too much. So Kamash Malon, that's the chiddush of the second line in the Brice. Again, we know this from the Mishnah, but the Brice is not Meshuvah to the Mishnah. The Mishnah is Tanam and the Brice is Atanam. Rebbe, right, when he was Masad to the Mishnah, he scanned all the different Brices and he picked Mishnayas, and then the rest were called Brices. This was all Rebbe Yehuda Anasi. But the fact that the Brice is telling me something that I know from the Mishnah is not a chiddush. We're trying to understand it on the Brice slash Mishnah level. What would be the chiddush? That's the chiddush. What was the third halach of the Brice? Shnayim shalei irvu, noisin reshusan, lishnayim she'irvu. What would be if there were four people living in a chatzah, two of them made an erev and two of them didn't make an erev? So the shnayim shalei irvu, they could be mevatel their reshus to the shnayim she'irvu. So the Gemara says, what's the chiddush of this line? Lit Rabba, the chiddush is Tana Seifa, Liglu Yerecha. It's a very important chiddush. Rabba based his whole halacha that you have to be mevato l'chol echad v'echad from this line. From the lashon of Shnayim Shlo Yirvu, Noisne Rishu Son Le Shnayim Sheirvu. This was the Teda. Abaye proved his position from the first halacha of the Braisa, Rabba proved his position from the third halacha of the Braisa. So you need this third halacha of the Braisa according to Rabba. Ula Abaya, what's the chiddush according to Abaya? So the Gemara says, Shnayim Shlai Irvu Itz Trichale. No, the whole concept, the whole halacha is a chiddush based on something that the Gemara already said earlier in the daf. So I mean, I would have thought, Ligz Duma Asilav Tule Lohu Kamash Malan. Because being that two that were not Ma'arav, I'll let it be Mavatal to the two that were Ma'arav. But the two that were Ma'arav, I'm not let it be Mavatal to the two that were not Ma'arav. So I would have thought that if you're going to allow the two that were not Ma'arev to be mevatel to the two that were, maybe people will work it in the reverse as well. So kamash malon, that's the chiddush. So according to Rabbi, the chiddush is the knech, which shnayim shalei irvu noisin reshusam lish shnayim she'irvu. According to Abaya, there's no chiddush in the knech. But if the knech was kasha, the Gemara said to Abaya. Rather, what is the chiddush? The whole halach is the chiddush. The chiddush is that even though shnayim are not noitlin, they could be noisin. You would have thought be geyser noisin atun noitlin. Kamash malon, that's not going to be a problem. What was the fourth halach of the brayso? Oyle echad shalei irev. If all three people living in a chatzah, and all three people forgot to make an erev, so the halach is the two are allowed to be mevatel to the one. So the Gemara says, Lamali, what's the chiddush over here? Why would you think it's different if all three forgot? So the Gemara says, Malatim, I would have thought, maybe the only time bittul works is if some did an erev, some didn't do an erev. But in the event that nobody contributed to the erev, I would have thought, make a knas, because otherwise you're going to forget the erev. If there's an erev in the chatzah, you want to use bittul, because you have to address an issue, that works. But to have a chatzah where people are carrying with no Erev, only based on Bittul, we're afraid, Shalei Teshtakach Teres Erev. Kamash Malan, that's a chiddush that we don't say that svara. At the end of the day, even though all three people forgot, the halacha is that it's going to be, okay, the Gemara continues discussing the Braisa, and we shift from the Reisha of the Braisa to the Seif of the Braisa. The latter three cases, the three cases where it did not work. So what was the first of the last three, or the fifth halacha? Aval in echad she'irev, nois reshu se lechad shalayirev. Again, you have three people living in a chatzar, two of them ma'ariv, one of them was not ma'ariv. So the Reisha gave two ways of how you can make it work. If the one person that forgot is mevatel to the two that were ma'ariv, it works. If the two that were ma'ariv is mevatel to the one person that forgot, it also worked. Seifa says that what would be if one of the two people that were ma'ariv was mevatel to the echad shelo yirev? In that case, it's not going to be okay. So what's the chiddush of this halacha? So the Gemara says, le abaya tana seifa l'gli yireisha. This was very important according to Abaya. This was the raya that Abaya had, that the first halacha of the Braisa was talking about where everybody was alive. Because in this case, clearly everybody's alive. Because if not everybody's alive, then what's the problem? If there's only two people, then what's the issue if only one of them is the only ma'ariv that's alive? So according to Abaya, it's pashut. The Seifa is being megala on the Reisha. So you want to know why we need this fifth case? The reason is, that's a giloy on the first case. Ula Rabba. Okay, but what about according to Rabba? Rabba faker. Rabba wasn't the spal from this diuk. Rabba held that Reisha l'chud and the Seif l'chud. So the Seif is not really doing anything to the Reisha. So why then do we have this whole halacha? So already here the Gemara says for the first time, I did the Tana Reisha, Tana Nami Seif. It's good. It's a good ha'ara. I mean, it's a good ha'ara. Rabba's going to say that the Reisha gave two examples of how you could make it work. When two were ma'ariv and one was not ma'ariv, so the Seif gives me an example, a parallel where it doesn't work. Is there a chiddush in the Seif? Maybe not. But at the end of the day, I did the Tana Reisha, Tana Nami Seif. What was the sixth halach of Ein Shnayim She'ervu, Noisin Rishusim L'Shnayim She'ervu? Again, we're talking about where there were four people living in a chatzah, two were ma'ariv, two were not ma'ariv. If the two that were not ma'ariv want to be mevatel le'rishus, it's good. If the two that were ma'ariv want to be mevatel le'rishus, it's talking about where after the two that were ma'ariv were mevatel to the two, one of the two was mevatel to the other. Somehow the time I would have thought l'shtiri, like we saw when the Gemara was being masber the Mishnah, because at the end of the day, one person owns it. So you're right, if it would remain by two people owning it, there's no chiddush. But now one person owns it, because there were two steps. First they were ma'ariv to the two individuals, and then one of the individuals was ma'ariv to the other individual. So now it's one big happy family. So the chayyur you would think, okay, kamash malon, what the Gemara said earlier, keeping the bidna the bottle, like have shayus ba'chatzalai. You need that at the time of the bittul, the time of the initial bittul, it has to be able to work. And if you have to come on to another step, at that case, it's not going to work. What was the last halacha? Four people living in a chatzar, nobody was ma'ariv. Three people living in a chatzar, nobody was ma'ariv. Two could be ma'vatul to the one. That's the last case of the Reisha of the Braisa. The last case of the Seif of the Braisa is the parallel case, but where it's not three people and nobody was ma'arif, it's four people and nobody was ma'arif. So what was that loch? In Shnayim Shalai Irvu, Noisne Rishusan, Lishnayim Shalai Irvu. Afraid the Gemara Sulam Ali, what's the point of this halach? The point of this halach is, again, two people can't be noital. Right? The chiddush is not that nobody was ma'ariv. We know that already. We know if nobody is ma'ariv, it's okay. There's no gzeirah shalai tishtak achter zeirah. We know that from the Reisha. So that's not true. So what's the problem here? The LMI, because it's you're being mevatel to two people. We just said a second ago that you're not allowed to be mevatel to two people. The Gemara says, Leitzricha, the Amri, he said, Kniya menasla haknas, where he wasn't just mevatel to two people. He was mevatel to one, and he told him, I want you to be koinin al menas, a whole super duper cheshbin. So the bottom line is, you would have thought that maybe this should be okay. Kamash malon, that it's not okay, and now we can exhale. Zok the Gemara vayta, omen beis. Vom yinei rov, mirav nachmin. Rov asked Rav Nachman a shayla, yoyresh ma'u sheyevatel rishos. What happens if there were five people living in a chatzar? And again, like in Rabbi's Akimta of the previous Braisa, somebody died on Shabbos. This person did not contribute to the Erev. He was never Vatel's Rishos. He had nothing to do with the Erev. Now that he passed away, his son Yarshin's his house, and now there's a new Bailam. Yerusha happens Mameli. You don't need Kinyanim in order to make a Yerusha. So now all of a sudden, he steps into his father's shoes. He now owns the house. The question is, could he be mevatel his rishus on Shabbos, or could he not be mevatel his rishus on Shabbos? That's the shayla. What are the tzaddikim? Again, Rav is the one that posed this question to Rav Nachman. He said, "Eich dibay leruf mi esma matzi ma'ariv, bitul inami matzi mevatel." Do you say that when does bitul work? If somebody was able to be mishtatif to the erev before Shabbos, he forgot, then there's a halacha that you can be mevatel your rishus on Shabbos. Aval hai, but this person, kibin di boi le ruvim yasmon le matzim ma'arif, being that this person, the yoyresh, He wasn't the owner before Shabbos. So he couldn't be mishtatif to the Erev before Shabbos. So maybe, like, matzi mevatel. Maybe he can't be mevatel either. I don't know, Yerush karadavu. Maybe the Yerush is karadavu. And the father was able to be ma'arav before Shabbos. So if the father was able to be ma'arav before Shabbos, then b'meila in halacha we look at the Yerush as if he was able to be ma'arav before Shabbos. Meaning it's a good hanacha. But even if the hanacha is richtig, that the only time a person can be mevatel on Shabbos is if he had the ability to be ma'arav before Shabbos. We can look at this person halachically as if he did have the ability to be ma'arav before Shabbos. Why? Because brought to kara de'avua. If the father did, then he also did. Either way, this was the question that Rav asked Rav Nachman. If a man died on Shabbos, this person did not contribute to the Erev. As a result, there was no Eruv Chatzeres in this Chatzer. The child yarshins his father on Shabbos. Could he be Mevatel or could he not be Mevatel? What would be the tzad, yeah? And he owns the house. Why shouldn't he be able to be Mevatel? What would be the tzad not? Because being that he couldn't be Ma'arav before Shabbos because he wasn't a Bailam before Shabbos, maybe he doesn't have the ability to be Mevatel either. So Nachman told Rava Amalei, Ani Oimer, I hold Mevatel. Ichalt, yeah. He should be able to be mevatel. But I'll tell you what I heard from the Beis Medrash of Shmuel, and that is ein mevatel, that they held that he really doesn't have the ability to be mevatel. What did Rav Nachman hold? Rav Nachman held that he should be able to be mevatel. Zok di gemara eisve. So Rav asked the kash on Rav Nachman from another brisa, much lighter. Zeh haklal. Kol shemutel l'miksa Shabbos. Anytime you have a chotzer that you were allowed to carry in this chotzer in the beginning of Shabbos, it was mutel l'miksa Shabbos, hutel l'chol Shabbos. Even if the circumstances change a little bit later, you're always going to be able to carry in this chatzah. The chulshan nesel mix of Shabbos. Anytime you had a chatzah where you were not allowed to carry in the beginning of Shabbos, if the circumstances change, nesel achol Shabbos. It doesn't matter. It's always going to be also to carry in this chatzah. Chutz mi mevatel rishos, with the exception of bittel, meaning you can be mevatel rishos like beisil on Shabbos. And as a result, even though you couldn't carry in this chatz in the beginning of Shabbos, but through bittel later on Shabbos, you will be able to carry. So basically, what the Brice is saying is that whatever the definition of this chatzah, this mavui was in the beginning of Shabbos, that's what it's going to be for the entire Shabbos. If in the beginning of Shabbos it was mutter l'taltel, it's always going to be mutter l'taltel. In the beginning of Shabbos it was asa l'taltel, it's always going to be asa l'taltel. It's one exception. It's possible for it to be asa in the beginning of Shabbos and then become mutter in the middle, bittel. Obviously, that's what bittel is. Person forgot, we still hold you to be vatel on Shabbos. So based on that, it's going to be okay. So let's see how Rava analyzed this brisa, and as a result, asked the kashan Rav Nachman. So zok tigemar, kol shu, tulim Shabbos, mutul chol Shabbos. What's an example of a chatzah that was mut in the beginning of Shabbos, and as a result, even though the circumstances changed on Shabbos, it remains mut. You're going Irv Derech HaPesach. Well, if you have two chatzeres that are side by side, there's a fence in between, but there's also a door that goes in between. So the halach is, these two chatzeres can be ma'arav with each other. Erev in 101. If they want, they don't have to be ma'arav with each other. They don't mess each other up if they're not ma'arav with each other. But at the same time, if they want to, they're ma'arav in vein ha'moser, right? If they want to make an erev between the two of them, they can. So what would be if they made an erev, then v'nistam ha'pesach, and then this doorway somehow got plugged on Shabbos, or erev derech chaloyin. They made the erev using a window, v'nistam chaloyin, and then the chaloyin got closed off. So the only time two chatzeres can be ma'arav with each other is if there's a Pesach and a Chaloy. There was a Pesach and a Chaloy in the beginning of Shabbos. Problem is on Shabbos, not there anymore. So do you say, being that right now there's no Pesach, there's no Chaloy, there's a problem, or being that it was there in the beginning of Shabbos, it's going to be okay. That's the beer. That's an example of the first halacha of this braisa. Kol shehuta lemitza Shabbos, mutal l'chol ha'Shabbos. Kigoy, zum Beispiel, this halacha. We're in the beginning of Shabbos, two chatzeres were able to make an erev because you had a Pesach or a Chaloy. Now you don't have it anymore. It's going to be okay. Okay, now the braisa didn't just say the halacha. The braisa said, zeh haklal. And we know zeh haklal is always l'rabbis. Hakol is l'rabbis. Zeh haklal, there's certain words Chazal use that are l'rabbis. In the Torah you have words that are l'rabbis. Gam, es. But there's also in Chazal words that are l'rabbis. So one of them is Zeh HaKlal. So whenever you see Zeh HaKlal, say, you know this is coming. Zeh HaKlal, Lasuye. What's Zeh HaKlal coming to be Marib? Meaning, it sounds like there's another example. An example that's even a bigger Chiddush. Oh, Mavoy. What would be if you have a Mavoy, Shenitl Kerois of Al-Chayiv? You had a Mavoy that was, let's say, Edom of Foolish. Just keep it simple. It's surrounded on three sides. Feels like ages ago. And then in the entranceway of the Mavoy, there was a Lechi or there was a Kaira. And as a result, you were able to carry. There's no problem confusing the Mavoy and the Rosh Hashanah, even though it opens up to the Rosh Hashanah on one side. So what happens if on Shabbos, you lost the Kaira, you lost the Lechi? Oh, that's the Zeh HaKlal. Lasuye, that even that's going to be okay. Okay. The Sefer the Brice was called Shanesel and Mixer Shabbos. Nesel the Chol Shabbos Kulu. If you had a Chotzer, it was us in the beginning of Shabbos, it's going to be us in the whole Shabbos. What's the example of that? Not a Chotzer, but rather you had two houses. that are on two sides of a Rishus HaRabim. Obviously, there was no way to carry from one to the other. That's obvious. V'ekif from Nachrim Mechitza v'Shabbos. And then on Shabbos, the Nachrim went and they made a Mechitza. We know Mechitza can close up even a Rishus HaRabim. I mean, unless there's a rabbim that goes through there, asi rabbim, a mevatel mechitza, but otherwise, there's no reason you shouldn't be able to close it off. A mechitza that was made on Shabbos, it's a ichet mechitza. So based on that, in theory, the whole area is mukaf mechitzas. So you would think that maybe there's a way to make this work. Kamash malon, that being the beginning of Shabbos, this was two houses on two sides of Rosh Hashanah rabbim, it's not going to work. Okay, zeh klal asu yemai. What's the zeh klal of the sefer, right? The zeh klal was going on the reisha and on the sefer. So what's the zeh klal of the kosher nesel mikta Shabbos? Nesel l'chol Shabbos kula. So the Gemara says la'asuye meis nachri b'shas. Well, if there was a guy living in the chatzar, and this guy never contributed, meaning he didn't do schiros, and then he died on Shabbos, and now he's not in the picture anymore. Kamash malon, even though now he's not there, but still it's going to be a problem. Okay, that's the brisa. But then the brisa said chutz. Meaning, the Braisa said that anytime you have a chatzah that was mutter at the beginning of Shabbos, circumstances change, it remains mutter. You had two chatzeres, there was a Pesach, it was Nistam the Pesach, don't worry about it. You had a Mavi Shenim, a foolish, there was a Kairo, there was a Lechi, it fell down on Shabbos, don't worry about it. The same is true L'chumra, meaning it goes L'chumra. L'chumra, you had two houses on two sides of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, on Shabbos it became one big cul-de-sac. Awesome. You had a situation where in the beginning of Shabbos there was a guy that didn't contribute. As a result, Shami Yilman Mimaisav, Chazal said, this is a chutzah that you're not allowed to carry in. Then he died. Doesn't matter. At the end of the day, this is going to be a problem. But chutz is an exception to the sefer. There was a hechatim where in the beginning of Shabbos it was no good. And then something changed and it could be good. What was that? Chutz mi mevatel rishos. If someone is mevatel his rishos, then the halacha is it's going to be exception. Said Rava, this is a raya, not like Rav Nachman. So what's the raya? We need a little bit of help here. What's the raya? Very subtle diak. Ew in yairishloi. It sounds like chutz mi mevatel rishos, me, that on my rishos in the beginning of Shabbos, I have the ability to be mevatel my rishos on Shabbos. But what would be if there was someone that didn't own this rishos in the beginning of Shabbos? He was a yairish. Maybe he doesn't have the ability. Again, it doesn't say anything about a yairish. The chutz pashtus is referring to the institution of bittul rishos. But this was Rav's diyuk. Chutz mi mevatel rishos. It didn't say chutz mi mevatel rishos v'hayairish. It said chutz mi mevatel rishos. It sounds like the owner of the rishos. So the Gemara said, Rav Nachman said, that's not it. That for that, we don't have to walk away from my halacha. I don't have to be makabel schara la prisha for this. Because, I can tell you, chutz mi tayras bittul rishos. Tayras bittul rishos. At the end of the day, if a yairish is going to be able to make this work, how's he going to do it? Through bittul rishos. That's all the Bryce is saying. The Bryce is saying is bittul rishos is a workaround to this halacha. Even though usually if it was nesa betchilas haShabbos, it's going to be a problem for the entire Shabbos. There is one hechitimtza where it's not true. That is bittul rishos. Now you want to know if the yairish could be a mevatel? I don't know. That's a whole sugya. What's up to do with this Bryce? The Bryce doesn't mean the mevatel who was the owner of record at the time of bein hashmashas. It just means the musik of bittul. If a yairish could be mevatel, then it's chutz mi yairish. If a yairish can't be mevatel, then it's not chutz mi yairish. Oh, but this Bryce is not a revelation. It's not a gilui. It's neither here nor there as it relates to this halacha of Rav Nachman. That was Rav Nachman's tshuva to Rava. We'll pick up the rest of this discussion between Rava and Rav Nachman. It's Hashem in the next staff.